And we want to go to Yemen now, where the U.S., the U.K., and France are closing their embassies as the security situation continues to deteriorate, diplomatic staff being evacuated, citizens urged to leave. Jen Psaki is a spokeswoman for the U.S. State Department.
The safety and security of U.S. personnel in Yemen is our top priority, and we are always evaluating the security situation on the ground and taking steps to mitigate risks.
The embassies are closing as the UN tries to broker peace talks between Yemen's political factions and Houthi rebels who now control the capital city, Sana'a. Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East, and the recent fighting has only made the situation worse for the people who live there. The BBC's Sally Nabil reports.
Besieged by poverty, struggling to survive, Fatma, a housewife in her early 30s, comes to a public yard every day to do the laundry. She has no water at home, so her only option is using the public basins.
We rented a place, but we can't afford to pay the bills, so they cut off the water. Life is very hard.
Fatma does not live in a remote or a rural area, but in the heart of the capital, Sana'a. While women are busy cleaning the clothes, men fill their gallons with drinking water to take back home. Their children, in worn-out clothes, covered with dust, play in the bumpy, unpaved yard, waiting for their parents to finish the daily routine. With despair visible on their faces, the mothers here say they worry for the children's future if things do not take a turn for the better. In another part of town, I met Fakha, who lives with her family in a rented caravan. She cooks a modest lunch for her husband and five young children. Then she starts recalling how they all came from the countryside looking for a comfortable life, but they were faced with the harsh reality of the situation.
I'm afraid to send my children to school because of the war and the problems. Life is hard, and we live in constant fear.
Local charities try to help with what they can. I visited one that provides aid for nearly 1,000 families. Mohammed Mahmoud, the manager of the charity, tells me the resources are limited and the demand is huge.
There is a big shortage in supplies. The situation continues to deteriorate. We are committed to giving families on a monthly basis, but we are finding it increasingly difficult to provide for them food and medication. We no longer have enough money to cover the costs for these families because contributors have decreased their donations because of the political situation.
The staff members load blankets, food, and medications on a small truck and head off to one of Sana'a's poorest areas. As I walk down the street, poverty is very visible. It looks like a refugee camp here. Children are playing barefoot. Big families are living in really small houses. At least 7 or 8 people live in a place of 2 rooms maximum. I've just spoken to someone who told me whenever a member of the family falls sick, they cannot afford to buy him or her medication. Without the assistance of local charities, a lot of the people here wouldn't be able to make it. While insecurity grips Yemen, it is mainly the poor who feel the most abandoned.